icons were everywhere. They were in everyone's home. They were in every, of course, the churches. They were in every school, every public building. They were in stores. They were even in barns. And even the poorest people had icons. And the icons were usually in the southeast corner of the house or the building. And that was called the beautiful corner, or the Krasne Ugla, because that was the corner of the house that the sun first hit in the morning. So if you would go to visit a Russian friend during this period, you'd knock on the door, they would greet you, and you generally wouldn't even make eye contact. You would immediately walk past them and walk to the southeast corner where the icons were. You'd make the Orthodox sign of the cross three times, bow, say a little prayer to the icons, and then go back and say hello to your host.
Can you talk about the range of artistic training in the collection? Am I right that it's featuring some of those home icons that are perhaps made by amateurs, but also some professional level ones that were in public facilities?
Yes. During this period, now earlier icons from the 11th through the 17th, or really the 16th century, generally followed one style. They were usually made in monasteries. But by the time of the Romanov period, starting in the 17th century, icons were so immensely popular that it really did become a business, and these were done in workshops, some associated with monasteries, many not. Some of those artists were schooled and did very tight academic work, and some were more provincial, and the work was much more naive.
When we talk about icons in this collection, are we talking about sculptures, paintings, or all of the above?
They generally fall into two types. Generally, they're paintings. They're almost exclusively done on wood. But there's another category of icons that were also very popular, and those were brass cast icons. And there are a few of those in the exhibit as well.
What are some things that visitors could hold in their minds as they go and view these icons that could help them understand the veneration that you just explained and that religious significance that extends beyond art?
Each of the icons has a story behind it, what it means, who's depicted, what's the significance of the story. But then there are also the untold stories that you don't know. Because every time a soldier went to war, every time somebody had a child in the family, every time somebody was ill, then the family was in front of these icons praying for whatever they wished would happen.
What piece do you think is something that visitors should not miss, like maybe your favorite?
Most people feel, and I tend to agree with them, that one of the strongest pieces of art in the exhibit is the large Saint Michael, the archangel that you see as you first go into the gallery space. Inside one of the galleries, there's also another large piece called the Vladimir Mother of God, which is really my personal favorite.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, bye.